Good morning. This is Tracy Scruggs here with your bi-weekly peek inside Person County Schools. Every other week, I will share with you some of the exciting news and initiatives taking place in our schools, as well as allowing you to get to know some of our students and staff. Today, I have with me Ms. Rachel Marcus, fourth grade teacher at Helena Elementary School, who was recently named the Person County Schools Teacher of the Year for 2019-20. Rachel has been at Helena for 6 years. She earned her undergraduate degree in elementary education at Appalachian State University and then went on to earn her master's degree at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. At school, she is the chair of the Positive Behavior Intervention Support Team, is the chair of her grade level, and serves on the Teacher Advisory Committee. Rachel, congratulations on being chosen as the Teacher of the Year.
Thank you.
What led you to a career in teaching, especially in the area that you have chosen?
Honestly, for me, it was something that I've never thought of being anything else. Growing up, I had a lot of opportunities to work with kids and learned how to build relationships and learned a lot about child development, really. And I just got interested in how I could most effectively work with children in the way that their brain develops. So throughout high school and college, well, really throughout high school, I took more classes so I can learn more about that. And then it really just led me to elementary education so that I could really work with students and figure out strategies that best work with how they think and how they learn.
What qualities do you have that make you a successful teacher?
I really work best with consistency, and I feel like my students do as well. When they come in and they know the routine, then they can really fall into place really easily. They know their place in the classroom, and they know they're important in the classroom, and so that we can all sort of work together in our routine every day to build a strong community together.
And that that consistency was evident when the team came and observed you during the observations in the Teacher of the Year process. What is the most important thing you want your students to know or to have learned at the end of their fourth grade year?
I would really like for them to take a sense of pride in themselves, for them to really understand, I can do hard things. We talk a lot about that in our classroom, that they can do hard things and that when they accomplish those hard things, they feel good about themselves. And they can really take that with them and understand that even if at the first time they couldn't do it, they continued to work through it, and eventually they were successful. And I'd really like them to be able to take that with them so that they know in the future that no matter what they want to do, they might fail at first, but they've got to keep going, they've got to keep trying, because in the end, they'll see success in what they want to do.
Good. And how do you feel about being chosen to represent Person County Schools as its Teacher of the Year?
It's really an overwhelming honor. When I was in that banquet listening to all the principals talk about how wonderful the other teachers in the other buildings are, and I know they're fabulous. I know all those teachers do wonderful things for their students. That for me to be chosen out of all those teachers is truly an honor, and I hope I can live up to those expectations.
Well, I know you can, and I look forward to working with you as you represent Person County Schools in the upcoming school year. As we approach the end of the school year, there are many events going on throughout the district. Tonight, May 14th, is the Southern Middle School Band Concert beginning at 6:30 p.m. On Thursday, Person Early College for Innovation and Leadership will hold their pinning ceremony, and Person High School will honor its athletes at the athletic banquet. On Friday night, baccalaureate services will be held at 6 p.m. at Westwood Baptist Church. Please visit school web pages and Facebook pages, and also the Person County Schools Facebook page for more upcoming events to celebrate students. Thank you for listening this morning, and please tune in on May 28th for another peek inside Person County Schools.